Campbell. Mr. Campbell? I got your hot cocoa.
Oh. Wonderful.
I just got back from lunch, and Mr. Price wants to see you.
It's instant.
It's from the diner. I don't know how you can tell.
You can tell because they use water instead of milk. It's warmer outside. It's ridiculous.
The building will take care of it. They always do.
Sorry about that. This really is hitting the spot.
Come in. Have a seat. I believe I have what is rather disappointing news. It's been decided that Mr. Cosgrove will be made senior vice president in charge of account services, and you will be made head of account management.
Really?
This is not to ignore that you've distinguished yourself and been of great service to the company.
What is it based on? Our billings are neck and neck. In fact, I think I've done a lot with what I was given in this arbitrary scheme.
It's become apparent that you are excellent at making the clients feel their needs are being met, but Mr. Cosgrove has the rare gift of making them feel as if they haven't any needs.
I see.
I improved your title. When you tell your clients, there'll be no need to be deprecating.
Bert and Roger know about this?
This is under my authority. And I have to commend you on taking it as well as you have.
I hope this was a difficult decision.
It was.
There you go.
Where are you going?
I don't feel well.
Why did you pick that place? No wild lunch counter. Any better than eating at your desk.
Well, you could have joined me for a drink.
I could drink at my desk if I want to, and I'm not out $1.25.
I'm sorry, I'm not as stimulating a lunch companion as Doug.
It's Duck. And I work most lunches.
I don't like his aftershave. I can smell it on you. And I can smell it in the bathroom in the morning.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing. I don't even know why I'm weighing in on men right now.
I think it's good that you're being picky finally.
Well, there's nothing around but married ones. I mean, we can't all throw caution to the wind.
But Duck's not married.
Oh. Then why are you with him? Well, this is me. You working late tonight?
I don't know yet. Bye.
Wow, Van Cleef. How very Jane Siegel Sterling.
They're blue, and they're new.
She's trying.
You always take her stuff.
I do not.
She started giving me advice. Don't go to bed angry. Let them do what they want. Dress sexy. And all I kept thinking about was Daddy. It's disgusting. Doesn't she know that? That she ruined my life?
Your father had a part in it.
You don't think I know that?
Brooks is different than your father.
I don't want to get married. Everything's pointing to the fact that I shouldn't. And everybody knows. Brooks knows. His mother knows. Do you know what she said to me? She said in India, if the wedding doesn't take place at the appointed hour, they burn the bride.
Just because she went to India doesn't mean she's not an idiot.
Jane, she's coming. I'm not going.
She's coming. because your father's coming and he paid for everything. You're having the wedding. The bride will not be burned. Turn those earrings into a tea service or something.
Aren't you listening to me?
I am, and you're babbling like a little fool. Go to your room.
What?
You heard me. You want to act like a child, I'll treat you like one.
Would somebody get that? Hello?
Daddy? Are you alone?
Yes, what's wrong?
Nothing's right. My bridesmaids are supposed to give me something blue and something new. Or Mommy, she should know that.
Who?
I don't like her, Daddy. And I've told you I don't want her to be there.
Hey, put your mother on the phone.
He wants to talk to you.
You have to keep Jane under control.
Well, first of all, tell the bride that everything is copacetic. We both agree that she's nuts and she should shut up.
Your father said that he's sorry and that Jane will stay out of your way and that we're both tired of the drama.
He said all that.
Now, I'm not playing chicken anymore. If she wants to cancel the wedding, I'll take the deposit out of her inheritance.
He said the wedding's off.
Fine.
You mean that? You're not worried about India?
Why are you doing this?
Do you want to cancel it or not?
No.
Then go eat something. I'm not taking that dress in again. Why did Jane get her such an expensive gift?
I didn't even know they saw each other.
Of course you didn't.
I forbid it.
Can't wait to get her out of here.
Is everything okay?
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Jane! Get in here now!
I didn't know you were home.
I overdid it at lunch, as did you, I heard.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I just wanted to make amends. I got her a beautiful present.
Why the hell are you even talking to her? You're screwing things up.
I'm tired of the awkwardness. And I'm trying to be nice, and I don't know what kind of world you live in, but I am the good person here.
You're not good. Because you didn't listen to me, and you really upset her.
Everything you do is for her. I'm your wife. And guess what? I live here, and I get to do what I want to do, so stop trying to tell me that you know better.
You better not lock that door.
Go away!
Or what? You'll commit suicide?
I got fired.
What happened?
Lane told me Kenny is senior something of something accounts, and I'm not. I'm account something. I couldn't even hear him. All I saw was his frog-like mouth flapping.
So, did he ask you to leave?
No.
I have to ask this. Did you lose your temper?
No, I didn't.
That's good. Very good. Do you remember if he said anything about how much they want you to stay?
No.
That's good, too, so it didn't come up.
Trudy, stop it with the Ellery Queen. I'm going to call Doc.
No, you're not. They would have fired you if they wanted to fire you. You need to wait and see how it goes.
He basically said I care too much about my clients and they notice it. How could that be bad?
Peter, you hold all the cards. It's going to be fine. I thought you'd left. see. Well, thank you.
Done before.
Go back to bed. No, I'll be in a bit. Oh, it's gotta be 100 degrees in here.
Ask the building for heat. You get heat.
Mr. Herman on line one.
Hello. Can you give me a minute?
No.
I'm right around the corner at the LEC. Room 531.
I'm in the middle of something.
Pee-wee, sweetheart, it's been 3 weeks. You can get room service. I think they have a Monte Cristo sandwich. You love that.
I'm having lunch with Kurt and Smitty.
They're a couple of homos. Tell them you have plans.
It's kind of short notice.
Come on, creative. Be creative.
I have to go to the printer.
I know a nooner when I hear one.
They're discussing.
No. Bob did. Bob.
I was hoping to catch you on your way to lunch.
Too late.
Frankly, I was a little suspicious.
I found out yesterday that head of accounts is going to Kenny and his haircut.
I heard.
Can you turn that off?
Not really.
Did you ask him why? He said something about not wanting to have
him. Were you consulted?
After the fact.
What does it mean?
It's not good.
I know it's not good. There's no future for me here. How did you do it? You made your job up.
I didn't. I looked at other agencies and saw that they had TV departments and wondered why we didn't.
Oh, there's no such thing in the accounts field.
There's marketing.
It's a research job.
Is this official?
Yes. I'm afraid we can't hire Mr. Shako.
Well, at least you had the guts to send me a memo.
He's far too expensive.
Salvatore Romano is gone. There is no one in charge of the art department.
I haven't heard a complaint from any of the clients.
Jesus, it's hotter in here than my office.
That's because you're overexcited.
Do you want me to walk you through a delivery schedule?
This is Walter Kreingeit in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy. He was wounded in an automobile driving from Dallas Airport into downtown Dallas, along with Governor Connally of Texas. They've been taken to Parkland Hospital there, where their condition is yet on.
My God, how much have you been smoking in here?
Sorry about that. Glad you ran over.
Me too.
I don't understand. I can't run my department without an art director.
You want a call, St. John?
Bert Cooper still has to stay around here.
Hello. What?
They'd want to fire you, they would have fired you. I'm going to die at this desk, unnoticed. Do you have any idea what I've done for this company?
What are you doing?
Christ, somebody shot the president.
What?
The
top of the president's car was down. They drew their pistols, but the damage was done. The president was tumbled over in the back seat of the car, face down. Then Governor Connally, after slumping to the left for a moment, lay on the floor of the rear seat.
Oh, my God.
Is he dead?
What the hell is going on?
Every person listening at this moment is flashed back to that day in April 1945 when Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Excuse me, Chet. Here is a flash from the Associated Press, Dateline Dallas. Two priests who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There is no further confirmation, but this is what we have on a flash basis.
Is he okay?
From the Associated Press. Two priests in Dallas who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There is no further confirmation. This is the only word we have indicating that the president may, in fact, have lost his life. It has just moved on the Associated Press wires from Dallas. The two priests were called to the hospital to administer the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church, and it is from them we get the word that the president has died, that the bullet wounds inflicted on him as he rode in a motorcade through downtown Dallas have been fatal. We would remind you there is no official confirmation of this from any source as yet.
Bill, just moments before you brought the flag, I had word from the hospital that the Vice President, Lyndon Johnson, and his wife had just left the hospital, then rushed away into a motorcade.
Did you give me a hickey?
I don't think so.
I told you I don't like that. Get questions from my mother.
Listen, there was a news story that was on right before you came in. It's been distracting me.
You didn't seem distracted.
I just want to see what's going on.
What's going on?
Because it was only on October the 24th that our ambassador to the United Nations, Adlai Stevenson, was assaulted in Dallas, leaving a dinner meeting there. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern
Jesus.
Standard Time.
My God.
Some 38
what
minutes
happened?
Ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas.
I
we do not
kids.
Know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
President Johnson is under heavy guard and was pushed away from the hospital by way of
Five-year-old boy and myself were by ourselves on the grass there on Commerce Street, and I asked Joe to wave him, and Joe waved, and I waved, and the man...
That's all right, sir.
You waved. As he was waving back, he was the shot rang out, and he slumped down, and his wife reached up.
He's not feeling well.
Toward him, and he was jumping down, and the second shot went off, and just knocked him down.
Can't stop crying.
No, sir, I did not see the man who did it. All I did was look in the man's face, and he was shot there.
Why are the kids watching this?
What am I supposed to do, Don? Am I supposed to keep it from him?
I can bail him right out. I didn't know what was going on. I can handle the kids.
Hope so there wasn't a maniac around. I'm sorry. I can't help you more, but I won't forget.
Turn this off. I'll make us some dinner.
Picture taken by another witness, Mary Norman of Dallas, showing the president slumped over in the car.
Just as Mary started to take the picture and the president became right even with us, two shots, we looked at him and he was looking
look at me.
In the middle of the seat. Two shots rang out and he grabbed his chest.
Everything's going to be
and
okay.
He put pain on his face and fell across toward Jack.
We have a new president.
And
we're all going to be sad for a little bit.
My God, he's shot.
And on Monday, there's going to be a funeral.
There was an interval.
Are we going to the funeral?
More shots rang out, but that time the motorcade had sped away.
What prompted you to take the picture of that
particular
incident?
Well, that's the only chance I
have.
Mine is a
poor
boy, and I can only
say. The nation and the world, Mrs. Rockville and I, join with all New Yorkers and every American in extending heartfelt.
local chapter of the Fair Play for Cuba, a pro-Castroite organization, where he had been arrested on disturbance of the peace charges. He denied he was a communist, but he was a Marxist and claimed there was quite a difference between the two. Jason Dallas just announced that...
You should get ready. It's almost two.
Oswald, the accused assassin...
Really, Don?
...gunpowder tracers on both hands, indicating he recently used a rifle, the type of weapon that killed Mr. Kennedy yesterday. And as we told you a short time ago, Oswald has refused to take that lie...
He's 24 years old.
In Washington, the body of the late president lies in the east room of the White House as official Washington and members of...
Are you sure they haven't canceled it? It's in the Times they were doing that.
I'm not going to call Roger to find out. If we go in and it's off, we'll grab dinner or something.
Third floor living quarters of the White House.
I can't sit in front of the TV all day.
Massachusetts, Massachusetts, where the 75-year-old ailing Mr. Kennedy took a bio stroke 2 years ago.
Just stay here until Carla comes.
Greatly increasingly failing health in the last couple of...
After the terrible news had reached us, 60,000 prisoners...
I don't understand
gathered
this.
With torches in the
and here we are. Lyndon Johnson, more of the same. Nobody voted for him. It felt for a second like everything was about to change.
You should get your coat and your scarf. I know it's far, but I really feel like walking.
Why are we going?
Because it's your boss's daughter's wedding. It's business, Pete, and there's a system. You always say that.
It's one thing to go to this wedding and act like I don't hate them. It's another thing to go and act like the president hasn't been murdered.
Maybe they'll cancel it, but we have to show. Have you been drinking?
The whole country's drinking. Not to celebrate some spoiled brat's wedding.
We are mourning... together with his widow.
They'll never cancel.
With his children.
You know why?
His parents.
Because they're happy.
And sisters.
You should have heard some of the things people said yesterday.
Like what? What did they say?
Man made a lot of enemies. Things like that.
That's awful. I don't care what your politics are. This is America. Don't just shoot the president.
Edwin Walker...
Jeff Huntley was talking about Jackie and those kids, and how she'd just lost that baby, and Harry Crane was looking at his paperwork, calculating how many commercials weren't going to be aired. I'm not going. You can go and say I'm sick if you think it's that important.
No. You're right.
My sympathy for the Kennedy family is no less than it is for the millions of people who have sustained equal losses in the fight for freedom. And then General Walker's statement went on.
I got a call from Leona, this girl I used to work with at the phone company. My friend Francine called me. Don could get through. Well, the system was completely overloaded. It's annoying that people think the operators were watching TV. They were as frustrated as anyone.
The maitre d' has reorganized the seating. If you are at an even number table, take these first six. If you are at an odd number table, the left side of the room.
Maestro, do you mind? Thank you. Look, everybody grab your plate and come on up to the front here. Sit wherever you feel like. And please feel free to have the prime rib and the filet of sole. Help yourself. I mean that. There are no waiters.
3 months after Roosevelt died, we bombed Hiroshima. That's how we got over. I say we hang Lee Oswald, and then we take care of Texas. Hell, the whole South.
What did everyone think of the sweetbread?
You were right, Mommy. Okay?
Problem solved.
Hardly. They just told me the cake's not coming.
Thank you.
level, Harry has a point. I think he wanted attention. He obviously didn't fit in.
Congratulations.
You're so beautiful, like Natalie Wood or something. Daddy, I really wish you would have gotten to see the ceremony.
It's okay, we understand. We're honored you're here.
I heard the church was packed.
Those weren't our guests.
Have a seat.
Just sit anywhere.
I'm so happy for you.
I don't know
what this is all about. How would you know that's what a monster looks like?
Naturally, if I work in that building, yes, sir.
Did you see the Times? You lived in Russia. I thought he just visited. Would you visit?
I'm just a patsy.
There you are. What are you doing here?
They're about to interview Oswald.
Somebody go buy a cake.
Let's keep it quiet. We'll all get it. Has the gentleman been identified?
I need you out there. I'm about to give my toast.
I've heard your toast a million times. The president is dead. And I'll tell you something else. Our table has no one at it.
I consolidated the tables.
Would you keep an eye on her?
Absolutely.
We better get back in there.
We want to say this. This investigation has been carried on jointly by the FBI.
This toast is going to be much shorter than it was supposed to be.
Obviously, we're all in a different mood.
Can someone please get my wife out of the kitchen? I have something very nice to say about her.
But while we're alone, I want to say something nice about my ex-wife, Mona. You're a lioness. And thank you for resisting the urge to eat your cub. This could have been an awful day. But here we are, not watching TV, but together watching the two of you. To Margaret and Brooks Hargrove. The adults, we all wanted to be strong for you, but your spirit, your love, your hope, is giving us strength. And I promise you now, if you can make it through a day like today, marriage is a cakewalk. To many years of happiness.
Cheers.
We invite the father of the bride and the bride to share the dance floor. Now, if there are any other fathers and daughters, you know what? Everyone, please, join them.
I don't
know. Want me to teach him how to dance?
He's a great dancer. She's happy.
She doesn't know his net worth just dropped by half.
Stop, Daddy.
Everything's gonna be fine.
How do you know that? Why do you keep looking at that woman?
What are you talking about? You ready? Did Jennifer fall in?
She'll be right out.
See what you say.
He was so handsome. And now I'll never get to vote for him.
Hey, you want me to cut you out of that dress? I'm making a phone call.
Hello?
So it's new? Incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
Margaret got married today.
That's right, I forgot. Poor thing.
Joni, I wish you could have seen it. Oh my God, what a disaster.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she pulled through. They pulled through. I pulled through. Can't believe how quiet it is out there.
Not everywhere. Greg just called. He's working the night shift at the ER.
People are still getting sick.
Car accidents are happening. Babies are being born.
Well, I'm glad he's
not home. I had to talk to you. Nobody else is saying the right thing about this.
My God, you're really upset.
What's that about?
Because there's nothing funny about this.
Well, hang in there, Red.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Put him on a standby of indeterminate length, will you? Let me have it. I want it.
Be let out by Captain Fritz. There is the prison. There is Lee Oswald.
He's been shot.
Oh my God.
Oswald has been shot.
They shot him.
A man with a gun.
The police were walking him through the building and some man ran up and shot him.
What?
What is going on?
There is no question about it. Oswald has been
shot. Please leave. Yes.
Here in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters.
What happened?
You know where he is, President?
No, sir, I don't.
Can you give us some indication?
Nothing. Go upstairs.
Security precautions have been taken.
The family incidentally asked that there be no flowers, but there have nevertheless been flowers. People either didn't hear or chose to ignore it. And one room or two rooms in the White House have had to be set aside to host the casket. Incidentally, will remain closed at all times during all of the.
I'm going out.
The request of the.
Where?
I believe that
Ford
is
Drive.
All the detail we have at the moment.
Let me drive. I'll get the kids. We'll all go somewhere. That's a good idea.
No. I need to clear my head.
I'm so glad you could see me.
What does your husband think you are?
I don't care. He's been lying to me for years. I couldn't be in that house. And then I saw you yesterday. I didn't know you were going to be there.
I hoped you would be there.
Derby Day. Seems like 100 years ago. And then this morning, seeing that man shot to death. What is going on?
It will be okay. We've lost a lot of presidents and we're still standing.
I wish I could believe you. Can't believe anything right now.
Have you thought that there are other ways to live? Listen, I'm not in love with the tragedy of this thing. It's not Romeo and Juliet. I want it to happen.
I have 3 children.
I'll know more when the primaries start to shake out in spring. But I can leave the campaign right now.
I don't want you to do that.
You don't have to answer me now. But I want to marry you.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. I told you. But if you search your heart, you'll know that I can make you happy. I could take you to the movies right now. Some theater was playing your favorite movie.
Singing in the Rain.
Well, just think about that.
Move at 1/4 speed, so we would like to show you the slow motion of the shooting of Lee Harvey Oswald now.
They just stood there. No security, the most wanted man in America. Why even have a trial? Just throw him over to the mob.
Now you can see the 2 detectives, one in a light suit, one in a dark, bringing Oswald down. The camera changes its lens for a close-up of Oswald. The shot has been fired. You cannot hear it in this version of the tape. Oswald falls. The man with the hat moves in on him. He's grabbed by the man in light.
You're not going into work tomorrow.
No, of course not.
Oswald was taken.
It's a national day of mourning.
You're going to go on Tuesday.
There's another happy thought.
Those people don't care about you. And honestly, what's the difference?
What are you saying?
You did everything they asked you to do, but you don't owe them anything.
We were advised that Lee Harvey Oswald was dead. Now, Ruby is under arrest.
You should start gathering your clients. They'll follow you wherever you go.
Is the operator of 2 nightclubs in Dallas.
The only other president buried there is William Howard Taft, though, of course, there are many other heroes of perhaps lesser renown. That is the Lee, Robert E. Lee Mansion. Its name, Arlington, has been given to the cemetery and, in fact, the county.
Prince being executed.
Brother, Robert Kennedy, and the Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, are in...
I don't know where to begin.
...looking around.
What?
And if they settled on an exact spot...
I want... to scream at you.
You don't know just where.
...for ruining all of this.
But
then you try to fix it, and there's no point. There's no point, Don.
The same
upset. I understand. I know it's painful. But it's going to pass.
I don't love you.
Bets don't. You're distraught.
It's true. But I don't love you anymore. I know that.
Stop it.
I kissed you yesterday. I didn't feel a thing.
You'll feel better tomorrow. You'll see.
You can't even hear me right now.
You're right.
This, I think, is the largest Catholic cathedral. It is, as you see, draped in black. It's been open all day. Great numbers of people have stopped.
Doesn't shoot till after Thanksgiving. We'll be okay.
What do you have?
What are you doing here?
Bars are closed.
My roommate invited over half the building so they could watch TV and write condolence letters to Jackie. Then I went to my sister's and my mother was crying and praying so hard. There wasn't room for anyone else to feel anything. The funeral's already started. I was going to watch in Cooper's office. Is that okay?
Yes.
Are you coming?